It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with David Hicks, the Senior Director of Community Engagement with YSS here in Marshall County. How are you doing today?
Good, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate making a little time for us today. I know you chatted with Kyle yesterday morning on the radio, but let's talk about, we'll expand a little bit more, charity golf outing coming up. Tell me a little bit about how this started.
Yeah. Members First Community Credit Union here in Marshalltown have been longtime supporters of YSS. In fact, probably the last two or three years, they've supplied a lot of our transitional living program, young people, with household items, a lot of physical things for new apartments and new places where they're living. So we've just had a good relationship with them. And then they approached us probably a month ago about a Members First charity golf outing with YSS being the recipient. So Members First is located all over Central Iowa. So the recipients of the charity golf event, which is on May 20th at the Country Club, YSS of Marshall County will receive funds. YSS of Boone County will receive funds, and then our home office, Ames, Story County YSS, will receive funds. So we're going to split everything into thirds. Boone, I oversee their director, so Boone has this really unique Hidden Insight trailer that we're hoping to get on site, which is a really interesting deterrent for parents to literally walk through and if they suspect maybe their son or daughter is maybe abusing drugs or alcohol, this hidden in plain sight trailer is set up like a bedroom where then you can learn where these hides are at, where they may be hiding drugs or alcohol. So we hope to have that on site as well. And just Members First has been so good to us over the years and just good to YSS in general. So yeah, that's May 20th, 2026, Elmwood Country Club. Lots of room for sponsors, and just have to go to their website or contact marketing at membersfirst.com, and Abby Sprague will be happy to help you out.
Okay, very cool. Kind of a cool partnership there. I feel like, yeah, each in Ames and Boone's Member First has got a branch there, so it seems kind of like the perfect marriage in Central Iowa for you guys.
It is, and personally, my family goes way back with Members First. That was where my mom was a loan manager for 25 years, and I opened up my first bank account there when I was 12. So I just feel like, personally, I've had a great relationship with Members First, and they're very much community-driven. So happy to partner with a credit union who has just a long history in Marshalltown and in Central Iowa, really.
Yeah, and another partnership here in Marshalltown. You guys are partnering with the Arts and Culture Alliance. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, Amber Danielson with Arts and Culture Alliance approached us probably a month or so and said, you know, May is Mental Health Month. They've got this Studio Stories project that they're going to have on Friday, May 22nd, and that's going to run 6 till 8 with some refreshments. So that brings in Zach Thompson, who is a native of Marshalltown. He's the executive director of the Scatter Joy Project, and he'll have in with him Blake Kaysmeyer, who's a writer, visual content creator, and both of them are going to kind of address that, you know, where mental health and arts combine. We do a lot of embracing of art at YSS of Marshall County, so I feel like this is a unique opportunity to talk about mental health in a way where you're incorporating the visual arts, the written arts, and studio stories. It's just going to be a great reflection of you know, the written art of poetry and story. So we'll have some program alumni speaking at that as well, talking about their journey with mental health and how art intercedes with that. And our offices in Marshalltown are just full of client to participant-based art where young kids who may be not able to articulate how they're feeling, what's going on in their world, can better do that through art. They can draw a picture. They can tell a story. But it's hard to say you're depressed because of XYZ, but a lot of young kids can maybe describe it through art. And through the storytelling process, I think opens up just great opportunities for healing and better health.
Yeah, that's a really cool, unique event. And when you say YSS alumni, you're talking about people that have aged out of the program, that have the means and success to come back and help out?
Yeah, we actually have a young woman who entered our transitional living program at age 16, and she had our behavioral health services along that way. And so she was involved with YSS for probably 9 years, and then has left our program many, many years ago, and now she's on our advisory board. So she's going to tell her story of her journey through YSS and just through mental health recovery as well. So we have a 12-member advisory board where it helps guide our decisions at YSS. So no better person to be on that board than program alumni who can say, this is what worked, this is what didn't, this is where we need to go. So again, intersecting art and mental health will be the focus of Studio Stories, May 22nd, downtown at the Arts and Culture Alliance, and that's 126 West Main Street.
Okay. That's open to the public? Anybody can stop by and check that out?
Yeah, I think Amber would probably want you to go to their website or their Facebook page to do a little bit of a registration, just because there's refreshments available. They want to make sure they have enough for everybody. And it should be a pretty popular event. We've got some native Marshalltown folks coming back, and Zach with his Scatter Joy project. Sounds like it's pretty innovative. So he's got some Marshalltown ties as well.
Okay, very cool. I'm throwing you a curveball here a little bit just because we're talking mental health. Ember was a project you guys had that you opened a facility in Cambridge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any update on people that have been there or how things are going out there?
Yes. Ember is it's a huge youth recovery center we built on donated land. So there's actually a Marshalltown-based physician whose family donated the land to YSS. And that's been several years ago. So we've created Ember. That's a youth recovery facility for addictions and substance abuse treatment. We've also got some emergency beds available there. And that's just located outside of Cambridge, which sits in southern part of Story County. Talked to a few people who have gone through that. They said it was really, really different because it's nature-based, holistic. There's just opportunities to be outside, engage with nature. And we do same treatment and all the programs there at Ember that we do in other locations. So just a unique place to get treatment. It's state-of-the-art. I think it's the best of what's available in Central Iowa and perhaps the Midwest, too. It's only been open maybe a year and a half. Beautiful facility. So that's Ember in Cambridge. So check that out, either on Facebook or online via yss.org.
Okay, very cool that that's right here, kind of right in our own backyard, even
yes.
One county over there. But another thing that you guys do in our community, help mental health, addiction, things like that, MPACT, working with the police department. What an update from MPACT kind of the first 3 months of this year.
Yeah, looking at January and February data, we've had 56 calls for service, and right now Susie and Tiffany have just been doing an outstanding job for the last several years being our impact advocates. We've recently hired a third. She's in the training process right now, so not quite ready to go just yet. But yeah, of those 56 calls for service, that's 106 people. Of those 106, 30% were under the age of 18. And when we look at the types of calls, 21% of the calls involved a homeless situation, 16% were mental health, 16% were family conflict, and the largest percent after that is domestic violence. So between those four, homelessness, mental health, family conflict, and domestic violence, that's almost 70% of all calls. Again, largely those calls are not criminal-based. No one's breaking any laws, but it's social service-based, and that's why Impact is involved. So Impact has been around, I think we're at five-year mark, a little over 5 years. We're looking at the current funding ending this calendar year, so we've got some work to do behind the scenes to keep it going. And it's such an innovative program that we've got definitely have some state interest and some federal interest as well. We've started to track some new things this year as well. So January and February, we've started to track major incidents. So whether that's a death, a suicide. So we go far beyond just mental health and addiction treatment and those interventions. We are intervening when people are having their, probably the worst day of their lives if we're dealing with a death or a suicide. And we've had several of those thus far this year.
Wow. So how confident are you feeling then with funding coming to an end this year, but some of these backroom conversations that you can't talk about yet? I mean, are you feeling pretty confident with some interest from federal and state that we're going to continue this program?
Yeah, I'm confident, but as a nonprofit director, you're never totally confident.
Until the paper's signed.
Yeah, we've just got to find the right funder with the right agreement, and I think we've got a good path to do that. So yeah, feel good. We just got to do the work leading up to it and continue to justify why we're here doing what we're doing.
Yeah, so joined today with Senior Director of Community Engagement for YSS, David Hicks. David, I appreciate all that you've done in our community for multiple decades now
and
continuing to give back here. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.